Hi, this is Julie Renee, and I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio's Miraculous Living. We have a special show today on meditation for stress relief, and we're going to be talking about specific energies and how to improve your energy, your dynamic energy, by using meditation and by some wonderful life-altering choices that you can make. So first of all, we want to talk about stress and the effect of stress on the body. And so when you're going through your day, you might notice that there's a kind of steady stream of stress coming your way, and you might not even realize it, but the body registers the action of driving as stress. The body registers any beep or alarm as stress. And so you have your microwave going off in the morning and your coffee pot telling you that it's ready. And then you have the beeps on the computer, and you continue to have more and more sounds, alarms, jackhammers, the noise of traffic, horns honking. All of that registers as stress in the body, and how that affects your body is that it actually stimulates your response in the first brain, which is your reptilian brain, your instinctual response, to trigger your adrenals to come on. Because every time you hear an alarm, every time you hear a beep, a horn honking, a jackhammer, your adrenals come on, and you begin to enter into a stress syndrome response. And with those going off, originally your adrenals were only meant, you know, thousands of years ago as cavemen and women, your adrenals were meant to go off once every couple days to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. And you think about being in nature, you don't have all of those alarms going off other than maybe a big bear, or, you know, you're wanting to protect your children close to a waterfalls or something like that. So we have now the adrenals being overused, overtaxed, and what we're seeing is even children 14, 15, and 16 actually having adrenal crashes and adrenal failures. So the level of stress we have in our culture, in our society at this point in time is unbelievably high. Over last weekend, I have an elite Miraculous Living Healing Program where people come in from all over the country and join me in my home to receive healings. And we worked on the nervous system and the five brains. And by calming the five brains and calming the nervous system and the adrenals, the stress goes way, way down. Now, for some of you listeners, stress can also be accelerated with out-of-balance hormones. And we see, especially with women, the female hormones from the ovaries will cause a pretty high level of stress during particular times of the month. We do address that in our Miraculous Living Healing Program. And also there's a download on the website if you're one of those people who has hormone issues. There's a CD, meditation rather, beautifully backed up with harp music, and it's called Happy Hormones. And it's under the meditation tab on julierenee.com. So if that's a consideration for you, you might check that out. By the way, for all of you listeners, we have a beautiful program called From Fatigue to Fabulous, and it's a five-day program. You're going to get a meditation download for stress relief that is incredible. It's one of the best ever meditations to come out of Miraculous Living. We have over 80 meditations, and that is a free gift to you just for going on the julierenee.com site and just putting your first name and your email address in the upper right-hand corner of the site. You'll be receiving the From Fatigue to Fabulous. And in that program, you'll also be getting a Himalayan mantra, the Om Trayambakam mantra, which removes stress and illness from the body, literally by listening to it, if you listen to it over and over again. And that is creator, God, force, energy. As a matter of fact, I'd love to give you a little sample of that right now. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Murchyor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukhamivat Bandhanat Marchor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya. So that beautiful mantra is included as a gift. It cycles for 4 minutes, and it really restores your vibrancy and your energy as you listen to it. Also thinking about causes of stress in our culture, and with the economic downturn, many of you are really looking at how do you bring your life into balance and have enough wealth and abundance to really enjoy your life and turn off the worry button or the stress button around wealth and abundance. And today is a day of announcements, but we have a beautiful free gift we put on the miraculouslivingwealth.com site, which is a free download, a 7-day course on accelerating your wealth from the inside out. And it includes a wealth meditation. And this is one of the best stress relief meditations I've ever done. And I didn't do that on purpose. It's just so interesting that people start feeling calm, serene, and happy as they begin to take charge of their wealth life and become a wealth magnet. So I highly recommend you go to the miraculouslivingwealth.com site and just opt in for that free 7-day program and jumpstart your wealth and get into that serene place around your wealth and abundance. All right, well, we're coming to the point in our show where we'll be going into a meditation. And this meditation will serve to calm and relax you. So I'd like you to find a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And begin to release the excess energy in the body. Release worry or concern, fight or flight energy. Just release all the stress from your body, anything that doesn't belong to you. And then for male bodies, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, ground your male body, your testes, to the center of the earth. And I want you to set that excess energy there in the male body on release And this is a wonderful healing for the prostate, really letting go of any built-up tension in the male body. It's aggression, competition, assertiveness. It's also that area is the first chakra, which is all about survival. And so energy can build up and the prostate can kind of swell. So what we want to do is we want to clear that every day. And if you have an enlarged prostate, I want you to be imagining that it's shrinking as we do this process. For females, I want you to ground your ovaries, your right and left ovary, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries to the perineum and then down to the center of the earth. And the perineum, of course, is where the first chakra, survival energy, is. Set the ovaries on release. So just maybe imagine putting a little release button on the right and left ovary and just releasing your ovaries. And, of course, ladies, if you have reached the point of maybe 38, 39, 40 or older, this is a very important process for you because congested or impacted energy in the ovaries will leave you more prone to the notion or the experience of hysterical. Remember, the idea of a hysterectomy is to remove those glands that cause you to be hysterical. What the medical profession found out when they were experimenting on women around the turn of the 1900s, turn of the century, is that if they removed the ovaries, hysteria calmed. And that is impacted energy in the ovaries. You get too many other people's energy in your ovaries and you become hysterical. So this is an important thing to do every single day, release the energy in your ovaries. And as we're doing that, ladies, go ahead and draw a line between the two ovaries and we'll also release any congested energy in the rest of the female body, all the female equipment for creating new life, a new baby, regardless of what your age is, or if you've even had that surgically removed, not to worry. There is a spiritual component to your female body. So we're just going to release the entire female baby-making equipment. So go ahead and set that all on release. And just clearing any disharmony, any dysfunction there. So we have both a wonderful healing for men and women in this process and really looking at calming the hormones down, the happy hormones down. Going up to the adrenals, the right and left adrenal, and those sit at on the top of your kidneys. And that's just about 2 inches off the spine and an inch up from the waistline. They have a little appearance like an acorn. Sorry about that. And so let's go ahead and ground those little adrenals, the little acorn-like glands, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. And you're welcome to use the same grounding cord that you did for your male or female body. If you like, you can. And just set the right adrenal on release and start draining off the right adrenal. And you can also plug in the sciatic nerve, into the adrenal, and let's clear out the right side of the nervous system. And so the nervous system is draining out of the adrenal. Beautiful. All right, and then let's go ahead and do the same thing with the left side, so set the left side on release. And I deliberately started, you're probably wondering, I started with the right side because that is our outer world side, and so that is our the part of our body that's participating with creating in the outer world. And the left side is the part of our body that's internal. So I wanted to get the right side started before the left side today. Now we're releasing all the stress from the left side of the body, and the left nervous system and the left adrenal. And you can see that your body is starting to come into some sense of balance. Beautiful. And then going up to the center of the head, let's clear out the center of the head. And so you as a spirit, you might imagine yourself sitting in a golden temple of silence in your throne, maybe on a golden throne. And then go ahead and take a spiritual fire hose, open a trap door out the back of your head, and let's wash out any squatters in the head. And just washing them out with that spiritual fire hose, just going around in the center of the head and washing out the center of the head. When you feel like it's really cleaned up, you've cleaned out the looping thoughts, worries and concerns, spider webs, cobwebs, excess paperwork, go ahead and close the trap door. I'd like you to pop out the top of the head, pull your aura, that beautiful bubble of energy around you, into your body, closer to your body. Let's pull it into 18 inches around your body. And then let's go ahead and put a beautiful little golden Roomba vacuum cleaner, a little robot vacuum cleaner, at the top of your head and under your feet. And this little Roomba has a little bit of a fun puppy dog energy. It's very excited to help you. And it's going to just zip around, spiral around your head and all the way around and around and around till it gets down to your waist level. And the one under your feet is going to zip around. It's also very excited to help you. And it's going to circle around you and come all the way up to your waist. And then both of them will drop down the grounding cord when they've cleaned up. So go ahead and let those Roombas go. And let's go ahead and let them vacuum out all the dust bunnies, fuzz balls, any funky stuff that's gotten in your aura from being stressed out, from walking through other people's energy who are stressed out. Very good. And by now, they're meeting in the middle. Toss them down the grounding cord. Now, imagine opening your feet, the bottom of your feet, which are these beautiful lotus-like lenses, these feet chakras, and opening them to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins and calves, knees and thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. You're bringing this earth energy. Earth energy appears green to some people and clay colored to other people. You're just bringing that earth energy up through the entire legs, even more than the leg channels, the whole leg. And even going out, as it comes up through the feet, it's going out into the toes. So you're just bringing all of that earth energy up through all the cells of the legs, all the muscles and tissue, bones. And as you're coming up to your knees, I'm going to activate your knee chakras. Many of you have problems with your feet and knee chakras. they turn off, and there we go. So even if you're listening in, you're going to be getting this healing. If you're listening in after the show, just notice as you're tuning in, your knee chakras are just starting to come on. Your feet chakras are also coming on. And so the feet and the bottom of the feet represent your soul understanding, so it's very good to clear that out every day. And then your ability for your right leg to take your next steps forward in life, your left leg to take your next steps in relationship and love, in your inner world and spirituality. Your knees, I kneel at the altar of myself, your ability to honor yourself. Doing a great job, and just bringing that earth energy all the way out your hips and down that grounding cord. Beautiful. And then finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. It could be a star, a constellation, an island, a mountaintop. Beautiful. And bring a line of energy from that temple or island or star into the back of your head, into your human spirit access portal, which is 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. It's on the back of the skull, the back of the head, very close to where, if you know the visual cortex, it's very close to the visual cortex. And that's where your spirit has access to your body. And so we're now going to clear out that access portal with this line of energy, and we're going to do a spiritual shower from the inside out for everyone. So bring that energy in to the back of the head and down into your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, and out the fingertips. Beautiful. And then bringing more of that energy down into the neck and then down through the back channels. Beautiful. Beautiful. And down into your hips. And then through looping down all the way down into your hips through your pelvic cradle. And then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head. And then spiraling out. And let's just go ahead and release all of that energy like a beautiful Italian fountain out the top of the head. And now it's bathing and cleansing your aura. So again, let's just bring that energy down from the place where you've made that cosmic connection into the human access portal back of the head, down into the neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, through the hands, through the fingers, and out the fingertips. More of that energy, again, down through your back channels, all the way down into your hips, looping up through the belly. And you can run this through the glands and organs that are challenged. This beautiful cosmic energy is going to help heal those areas in you. You might notice yourself getting very calm, very serene as you're doing this. And then it goes through the head. And pay special attention to how the brain is feeling. So you've got the center of head, which is this beautiful golden temple of silence. And then you have this physical experience of your physical mental body. You have a mental body that's energetic, and you have a mental body that's physical, your brains, your five brains. And so you want this energy to bathe those five brains, those physical five brains, and then fountain out the top of your head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And I want you to imagine now, as a beautiful yogini or yogi, you can sit cross-legged as a spirit at the top of your head. Wonderful. And you're sitting in a golden sun. And I'd like you to bring yourself as a spirit back into your body in this golden sun. And now coming back into your feet and hands, arms and legs, torso, neck and head, and take a few cleansing breaths, that pink and gold energy, and coming back into the room. Beautiful. And coming back into the room, may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.